We are bombarded by millions of bits of information. We respond to this data primarily subconsciously. Our conscious mind only deals with about 2% of the information taken in. That might even be an exaggeration. This filtering is necessary in order to prevent
data overload.
Without this filtering, we'd probably be reduced to an over overwhelmed. I don't know. Were it not for the filtering that went on, our consciousness would be completely overwhelmed, and we would be paralyzed.
Every second, there are good things occurring, bad things occurring, neutral things occurring. We can choose to direct
our filter.
No, I don't know.
And what gets filtered? And what we respond to on a conscious level. As stated before, 98% of that data gets responded to on levels that, unless we go out of our way to become aware of them, they just go on completely below our recognition of them. It's been theorized that the neocortex, the most recently developed part of the human brain, exists primarily to rationalize the decisions the 98% of the brain has made.
You gotta admit, it is kind of interesting that the percentage of our conscious brain, conscious mind, I should say, as a proportion of our total brain, works out to be a percentage quite close to the percentage of the universe the scientists speculate that we understand at this point. I heard recently that 75% of the universe is made of dark matter.
Approximately.
72% of the universe is made of dark energy. And then another 25% is made of dark matter. We know very little about either of these two essences. Materials, I hesitate to call them that. Phenomena, perhaps. However, that means we only have any understanding of ultimately 3% of the universe. The other 97% is unknown to us. This is similar to the amount of consciousness as compared to other brain activities. Who tells your heart to beat? Who makes your fingernails grow? Who colors your eyes? If you had to pay attention to all of these things, you wouldn't be overwhelmed by the amount of responsibility. So this all goes on a subconscious level. I mean, if you're talking on your cell phone, it's almost like somebody else is driving the car. Or the fact that you can drive somewhere and not remember the trip because you were thinking about something else, yet you still arrive safely at your destination. That was your brain driving. Your mind didn't have anything to do with it. Your mind was wandering. And the mind is a funny thing. At least mine is.
But I keep running into these imponderables. I'm fascinated by them. Keep smashing my head against walls where there's limits. And it leads to a lot of frustration and realize the futility of pondering the unknowable. And pushing against the limits of perception. When you know you need filtering, keep yourself from going insane. But at the same time, unless we can understand what we're doing here, how can I make a reasonable decision? about what I should do. How could you? Or are we just throwing randomness up and watching the what luck spits back at us?
Hey everybody, it's Clint Pigeon from The Dusty Show. You're listening to Frederick's Mind Thing. Enjoy.
Begin.
What happened when you died?
Where were you before you came here?
What is dark matter made of? Where's Waldo? What does evolution want from us? Is Schrodinger's cat dead or alive? Better check.
Receive is only as limited as your receptor. Your consciousness is your receiver. Your attention is what determines what stations you pick up. Occasionally, you pick up more than one station.
Excessive amounts of data can cause a great deal of confusion. We are engulfed in ever-changing swirls of complexity. In a search for some stability, we cling to fragments of information that transform themselves as soon as we touch them.
Surrounded by pine trees, and I'm burning pine branches. Nice place to be. At first, I was upset. I wanted to get rid of the sound of the traffic in the background. These tractor trailers are probably carrying food. I realized that I was just recording sounds of life. Sounds on the road are sounds of life too. Tractor trailers are probably carrying food. Thank you.
complexity, clinging to fragments of understanding that transform themselves as we touch them.